This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish with some of your letters. Friday, we reported on unrest over a video that denigrated the prophet Muhammad. And we received emails objecting to a phrase some of you heard.
Susan Harper of Lawrence, Kansas, wrote this. Hey, NPR, you might think about the way you phrased where the video was made. You said a U.S.-made video, which could imply that it was sponsored by the U.S. Well, we agreed, and we changed that phrase for the rest of the broadcast.
Now on to another subject, my interview with Ambassador Rich Williamson. He's a foreign policy advisor for Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. That interview prompted a number of objections, including this from Maggie Peters of Los Angeles. She writes, Ms. Cornish allowed Ambassador Williamson to imply that the Obama administration had not been providing aid and technical support in Libya when that was, in fact, what Ambassador Stevens was doing.
And Cheryl Harms of Groveland, California, had this to say. Certainly, it is appropriate for Romney's advisor to be on your program. However, to allow him to have 5 minutes of uninterrupted preaching on how right Romney's approach to the Libyan situation is and denigrating the president's approach was unacceptable. Harms also questions our decision to broadcast the interview on Friday while waiting until Monday to follow up with a foreign policy advisor to the Obama campaign. She writes, both sides should be on the same program.
Finally, some reaction to yesterday's story on the 150th anniversary of Antietam, the bloodiest day in American history. When the battle ended, 23,000 men were killed, wounded, or missing, with both Union and Confederate sides suffering equal losses. Dean Huffman of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, appreciated the story, telling us it reminded him of his late father, a Civil War buff. Huffman says, growing up in a small town in northern Ohio, he would routinely play checkers with Civil War veterans as a child. How long ago the war between the states was, yet how closely we are still connected to it.
But Brenda Johnson of Springfield, Virginia, a mere 75 miles away from that Maryland battlefield, expressed war fatigue. Please, please, enough about this, she writes. A simple mention on the anniversary, acknowledgement of the deaths and the impact on the Emancipation Proclamation would have been more than enough. Two sentences max. Between Morning Edition and this evening, it was all old battle all the time. If I never hear another word about the Civil War, it will be too soon.
Tell us what you think, really, at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.